What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hey guys, welcome and welcome back. Before I get into the story, I just want to tap in and see how you guys are doing and what's going on with my listeners, all old and new. I used to think of creative ways and like natural ways to interact with you guys before I start an episode, but then I stopped that. I said I was going to stick to the plan, be business, all business, no play. But I want to talk about this solar eclipse that's coming up on April 8th really fast. The last solar eclipse was 7 years ago, and I remember it because I was a mail carrier delivering mail. I was literally delivering mail on the street. And I had no plans on looking up at this solar eclipse because they were saying that if you look up at it without the proper glasses or eyewear, you can go blind. And so I'm like, I'm just not going to look up. And that was my plan. But one of my male customers, he just so insisted that I just put on these 3D special glasses that he had that was made for looking up at the solar eclipse. And so I got a chance to see it. And I feel like these past 7 years have been a really trying time for me. I call it the 7 year itch. And this new solar eclipse that's coming is going to be like a new beginning. I feel it. And I feel like anybody that had any hexes, spell work, curses, witchcraft, any hate, bad wishes, ill feelings towards me, you had 7 years to get your row off because it's been a trying, hard 7 years. Lord been testing me, but I've been faithful. You had 7 years, and I'm still here, and now it's over. Now you fit to reap what you sow, it's fit to come back to you, and you fit to watch me shine. And with that being said, today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss a popular TikTok couple. They both received life in prison plus 5 years. The only difference is one of them is eligible for parole. Let's get into it. It was August 1st, 2022. Walker County Sheriff's deputies and Rossville Police Department officers responded to a shots fired call on East Peachtree Street in Rossville, Georgia, around 1 a.m. in the afternoon. When officers arrived on the scene, they discovered Dakota Bradshaw shot dead inside his home. Bradshaw was transported to the hospital where he passed away. Bradshaw, age 29, was shot while standing in front of a window inside his home in Rossville. He was described as always having a smile on his face. He graduated near the top of his class in high school, and he was pursuing a career in cybersecurity. He was a son, a brother, and an amazing friend, according to those who loved him. That's beautiful. For me, this whole story was so unfortunate and most likely preventable, you know. Along with the couple, Dodds and Collier, there were two other assailants and a Daisha, Miss Collins, one second, hold on, you guys. Okay, so it was a man named Darius Woods who was arrested on November 4th, 2022. And there was also a girl named Deja Collins who was also arrested in connection to the murder of Dakota Bradshaw. This act of murder stemmed from a blue Dodge Challenger registered under Jonte Collier's name, but was on the property of Dakota Bradshaw. Okay, guys, because I think I totally disregarded the fact who this story was about. So we're going to talk about popular TikTok couple Jonte Collier and Eric Dodds, okay? And they both received life in prison plus 5 years. And this is the story. So Dakota Bradshaw was murdered inside his home. This act of murder stemmed from a blue Dodge Challenger registered under Jonte Collier's name, but it was on the property of Dakota Bradshaw. Okay, guys, now let's get deeper into the story because Ish is getting real. So Jonte Collier's blue Dodge Challenger was tracked by an AirTag that was placed inside the vehicle by Collier to Dakota Bradshaw's home. It was allegedly stolen by a friend of Eric Dodd's brother, one of the assailants who was on a mission to help get this vehicle back. The intent was to traffic illegal substances in the vehicle across state lines. So that's why the vehicle was stolen. The friend of Dodd's brother stole the vehicle so he could transfer drugs from state to state. Okay, so Darius Woods and Eric Dodds are brothers, and they both were charged in connection to this crime. So this group of four, Jonte, Eric, Darius, and Deja Collins, okay, Deja Collins, Darius Woods, Eric Dodds, and Jonte Collier, this group of four headed to Rossville, Georgia, to Dakota Bradshaw's home to retrieve this stolen Dodge Challenger that was owned by Jonte Collier. Okay. And the reason why the blue Challenger ended up at Dakota Bradshaw's home is because a friend of Darius Woods, who is Eric Dodd's brother, stolen the vehicle. Okay. Y'all with me? Great. Because I confused myself. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't confusing y'all. Okay. So, this few headed to Rossville, Georgia. They was packing weapons. They had this plan to get the vehicle back. Deja Collins, her only job was to just drive off in the vehicle. That's it. Nobody was going there to hurt anyone. They just wanted that vehicle back. Okay, so they traveled from Huntsville, Alabama to Rossville, Georgia. All the sources I use for this story will be linked in the show notes as all my sources and all the stories that I cover. So the friend of Darius Wood, who stolen the Challenger, had landed it at the Bradshaw's residence. The friend didn't even know Dakota Bradshaw, allegedly. Bradshaw, he didn't know this friend that dropped off this vehicle at his home. The guy that was more so acquainted with Bradshaw's girlfriend. So Dakota's girlfriend knew who this guy was that dropped the vehicle off at their home. But Bradshaw didn't know who this guy was. Okay, and all of this inside information comes from Deja Collins' testimony because she took a plea deal. And her testimony was that when the group arrived to Bradshaw's home, it was a man standing in the window who was Dakota Bradshaw. The weapon used to murder him was an AR-15 assault rifle, and the trial lasted 1 week and 2 days. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation followed the couple's TikTok account and other social media platforms to piece a lot of things together. But with the witness testimony, Collier and Dodds were convicted of felony murder and received a life sentence plus 5 years. Collier is parole eligible and Dodds is not. So with the witness testimony, Deja Collins basically said that Eric Dodds was the shooter. They went to Dakota Bradshaw's home in Georgia. They got nervous when they seen someone standing in a window and they let off shots. And I said that this whole situation was an unfortunate incident and it could have been prevented if only the individuals involved would have just talked and had some form of communication with each other instead of just thinking like somebody has to die, you know. So I do have a question though, you guys. Do you guys think that it's fair or justified when officers and investigators piece together I guess a case that they're on by using someone's social media. Because a lot of people fake and pretend on social media. People be, quote unquote, doing things on social media that they don't even do in their real lives. So do you guys think it's fair that investigators take things from a person's social media and use that to convict them? So thank you guys so much for listening. My prayers are for all families involved. It's a lesson on how life can change in an instant, because these guys were viral, sensational couple on TikTok. I don't know what type of life Dakota Bradshaw was living, but he had his life and he was living it. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveorobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out. Mwah.